Japanese maples are known for their graceful forms, and their fall color really shines today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Currently, there are literally hundreds of Japanese maple selections. These are the result of more than 300 years of selection development in their native Japan. There is a Japanese maple for nearly every landscape use. Japanese maples can be divided into two groups, dissected and non-dissected. Dissected types have deeply divided leaves that can appear lace-like, having intricate patterns. Generally, these are more shrub-like and low-growing. Non-dissected types have palm-shaped leaves with 5 to 9 lobes. These are usually upright in tree form with single or multiple trunks. The variety Bloodgood is well known to many gardeners. It's a maroon-colored non-dissected tree that was a Mississippi Medallion winner in 2000. Fall colors of Japanese maples range from flaming orange, blood red, and harvest gold. Dry weather in late summer can stress Japanese maples and induce enhanced fall color. Try the selection Sango Kaku with golden yellow fall foliage and coral red bark on young stems that intensifies in the fall and winter. Planting in the fall is preferred as this will allow the roots to get established and be ready for new growth in the spring. Japanese maples prefer well-drained, moist, slightly acidic soils with morning sun and afternoon shade. Supplemental water during summer and protection from wind helps keep the trees looking their best. Leaves exposed to hot, windy conditions will develop scorching on the leaf margins. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.